第二天见老板了。
Oh my gosh, 那就更紧张了。
The second day,、yeah. the top dog, Mrs. Zhang, 张老板来了。Introduce herself to the new intern. 介绍他自己给小高，应该是小高跟老板见面吧。
That's right.
小高见老板吧，老板把自己介绍给小高。好，我们来看哈，张老板呢是怎么说的？他首先说
Hi, 小高。Welcome to the company.
好的，小高，欢迎你加入到我们的公司来。这是老板的第一句话。第二句话呢，他非常的直接，他说，我要恭喜你，你打败了六个其他的竞争者才得到这个职位。我们一听到这里会觉得，哇哦。
This is
打败了六个竞争者才得到这个职位。
你说我牛不牛啊？
好牛逼啊，这个叫。
牛
是吧？
牛呀。Yeah.
但是这句话呢，想考验一下大家，这个怎么说？什么叫打败了六个竞争者才得到这个职位？好，我们来看今天微信互动同学，你们来挑战一下吧。
OK, sure, this is Jane Song here, and Jane Song says, congratulate you on getting the position. Now, Jane, actually we have a special word, which is congratulations, right? So you said congratulate you, we just have to say congratulations on, okay? So 把那个 you 给去掉、
嗯、
and change congratulate.To congratulations, and you'll be a lot better off.、
Oh.
Congratulations on getting the position by defeating six other competitors.
小刘老师给大家介绍了一个句型，恭喜某人做某事，我们可以说 congratulations on doing something.
That's right.
恭喜你做了一件什么样的事情、
yeah. Now, Jane, because, see, now in this Chinese sentence that was given to you, the 要恭喜你打败了什么什么什么、你得到了这个职位 So becauseThe word 职位 is in here, then we do need a specific word for the 竞争者
对、
right? there's a specific word that we're looking for, a 职位的竞争者、
嗯、对了、
when we're looking for a job. So、pay attention in the、next couple of minutes, I will show you what that word is, okay?
好的，我们先听听看啊，先继续往下看。
Okay,、
Jackie Wu.
Jackie Wu says...Congrats to you on getting this job by beating six other opponents. Great. So,、Jackie Wu has used a very koyu way of saying 恭喜你 which is congrats. 就是 congratulations 的一个段。
这也是小高老师教的。
That's right, yeah. So, 恭喜 Jackie Wu on using his newly learned English. Now, he used the word opponents.So, first I want to say, that Jackie Wu's sentence grammatically has no problem. There's absolutely no problem. But I am going to introduce a better word he can use in the end for 对手。
好吧，我们一会儿来听听对手他还会怎么说呢？
Yeah.
温小锤。
Congratulate you. So again, she says congratulate you. But now we know we have to say congratulations or congrats. I'm getting the position by defeating the other six guys. Hey, this is okay.
可以哦、
like、Yeah, she says, hey, by defeating the other six guys、
可以哦
Yeah, nothing wrong with that
意思也是不错的哟
Yeah
反正是其他六个人嘛
Yeah, now defeat is kind of like
打败
it's like you're fighting or it's like a sport or something like that
比赛那种
Yeah, yeah
比赛
So, again, I want you to kind of pay attention to what word do I use to takeTo tackle this 打败
How
do I use?
我们来听听小高老师是怎么来用打败的一会儿注意听啊 Lily 王丽
Congratulations
用得好
Yeah You've defeated six other competitors and got here Yeah Okay、So again now this sounds a bit more like warrior-like, right? You've defeated six other competitors、So I tell you what, Lily It's pretty good, butAll we have is a vocabulary issue, which we can pick better vocabulary.
大家都喜欢用 defeat 这个单词
That's right.
defeat 呢真的是用于比赛或者是打仗那种
That's right.
双方你死我活啊叫 defeat 战败了这样的
Absolutely.
有没有简单的词肯定有一会儿听小高说 Linda.
Linda says, congratulations to you, right, that you get this job by defeating six competitors. Okay. Two things. One, it's the congratulations thing. All we have to say, congratulations on, and then we need a gerund, getting this job, right? Congratulations on getting this job by defeating six competitors. And here we would actually say six other competitors, or the six...Other competitors, right? Other. So other here might really help you too, Linda.
哎，你得说其他的，对吧？
Yeah.
六个其他的竞争者嘛。
Yeah.
Tiger.
Tiger says, congratulate you, get the position after bet six. Oh, 他要说的是 beat,
他想说 beat,
他要说 beat. 我用的词也是 beat,
B-E-A-T.
But here, we would actually need the ing. So, congratulations on getting the position after
beating
six other competitors.
对，你这词用得好啊。
Yeah.
可是呢，没有加用对节，没用对时态。
That's right.
注意一下 after 后面介词后面一定要接 ing 哈。
Yeah.
下面这位同学有语音，我们来听听看。
I should congratulate you, for you are the only one get job among the seven persons.
七个人当中的那一个。
That's right. So she's, among the seven, I see. So she's saying 在七个人当中你就得到了。
你是
很 clever.
很聪明。
她是很 clever 的。那么 seven persons, 我们能说吗？还是 person 的复数词的
P.
People, right, yeah. I should congratulate you for you're the only one. Now, when we use for as because, now we use it a lot in Shumian Yu. I don't think I've ever used it in Koyu. Okay, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you should bring an umbrella for the weatherman said it will rain today, right? So, you know, in English sometimes...For is because we don't say it too much in spoken English.
在口语当中还是说
yeah, that's right, because
说的多一些
Yeah.、
啊、
or you can just say I should congratulate you on, or I should congratulate you for getting the job among the seven people, or among seven different people.
嗯，小刚老师这么给你稍微纠正了一下。
Yeah.
你看着办啊。下面一位是
Who is this? Olsen.
Olsen.
Congratulate you beat the six other competitors, right? So now we know, 恭喜你, we really can't say congratulate you, but we can say congratulations on 然后加一个 ing 的 verb.
On doing something.
Yeah, so 比如说, congratulations on beating the six other competitors and gaining the position. Or actually, here we would say getting the position.
对了，哎，你看小高，为什么大家都没有用对。
Yeah, that's right. So this is interesting. And who would have thought that...
一个恭喜。
That's right. That's right. But now we know. Now we know. So 恭喜你, we can't say congratulate you. We have a fixed phrase, which is congratulations on doing something.
哎, congratulations on doing something. 以后我们说恭喜你做了什么事, 咱们就用这个结构。或者直接说 congratulations.
Congratulations.
然后你怎么怎么样。
That's right.
对不对?好,就这么用。最后我们来听一位赤斗元晓。
Congrats, you ended up standing out of the seven candidates and got this position.
Okay, the seven, now I heard seven candidates.
Oh, 他写了一个 end up standing out of the seven candidates and got this position.
Okay, so again, hers was kind of like in the 七个人当中,
对,
你
脱颖而出了。
Okay, so interesting, now I actually did have,the number six here, so should we take a look at what I had written?
行，我们来看小高老师是怎么说的这句话啊。恭喜你打败了六个其他的竞争者才得到这个职位。
And congratulations.
哦，你单用了一个 congratulations.
Yeah.
啊。
You beat out six other candidates for the position.
首先他说的你打败，他用了一个 beat out.
Yeah, beat out, right?
Beat out.
Beat out.
Beat out, 我们还是用的很少的。
That's right.
没见过。
Yeah, so
其实就是打败获胜。
Yeah, so this is, I would say this is the perfect place to use the word beat out, right? When you have, you have a group of people who are all going for one particular position, and you are the victor, you won, right? You beat them out, right? You beat them out.
其实小高老师说，这个 beat out 在这儿呢，是一个完美的
yeah
使用这个短语的环境。
We often use it with competition, right? So let's say某某公司，因为他们的价格特别小，没有任何其他的公司能跟他们
竞争，
所以某某公司 beat out.All of its competitors.
Oh, 我觉得你是说在这种用于竞争的环境当中。
It's 竞争, yeah,
竞争,
yeah.
所以它不像 defeat 那样。
Yeah, that defeat is like you,
溃败啊,然后。
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. You used force or you were a team.
哎。
If it's a sports team, yeah, you can use defeat.
你是一个队伍,或者是你用武器打败别人。
That's right.
那个叫 defeat. 这个 beat out 就是战胜的意思,实际上就是。
That's right.
你赢了, you beat out, 好不好?我们就学会这么用。叫 you beat out six other candidates.
That's right.
候选人。
That's right.
竞争者 for the position. Position 就是职位。
That's right.
所以呢，张老板说，小高，我恭喜你，你打败了其他六个竞争者才得到这个职位。小高根本不知道自己打败了六个人。他说，
哎呀 ，That's great.
That's great. 他没想到自己这么优秀，打败了六个竞争者，所以他接下来很想知道的是。
Could I know what made you decide I was the right person?
Could I know? 我能不能问一下 ？What made you decide? 是什么让您决定了 I was the right person? 我就是那个正确的人呢
？That's right.
是什么让您选择了我呢？ Well, 张女士说
：“Well, I think the clincher was your references.
好了，这里呢 ，clincher 是个新单词，我们不认识，但是我们可以猜呀。
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think it is?
Clincher 就是那种。决定因素
Exactly. It's the thing that really pushed you over the top or made you confident about your decision that this is the right person. What's the clincher?
What's the clincher?
Yeah, the clincher. C-L-I-N-C-H-E-R.
C-L-I-N-C-H-E-R.
Yeah.
Clincher.
Yeah, what about the clincher? Was your references, that means on my 简历
Oh, 你的那个推荐信
Yeah, on the 推荐信 yeah, so it's like, wow.
Oh, 我认为啊这个决定性因素我们学到了叫 clincher, 决定性因素呢就是你的那封推荐信写上面写了什么
That's right. Your last employer was over the moon about your work habits.
您的上一个雇主 last employer was, 来来来
over the moon.
超过了月亮 about your work habits 你的工作表现你的 work habits 它怎么了
Well, if someone's over the moon about something then they have a lot of praise for you about that thing they really held you in high regards and they really, really admire and respect your hard work
它的用法是 be over the moon about something
That's right
对某件事情呢是大加赞扬啊
That's right
哎呀是褒扬有加呀
I think we can tell from the online 评论 that a lot of readers are over the moon about our book that we came out with Yeah,
你还挺会举例子的
所以呢
你挺会把自己
多买一本
小哥说从我们的书评就看得出来大家对我们这本书都是 over the moon about our books
That's right
我说的还挺会举例子的就这个意思哎呀就是说大家赞扬啊，大家赞赏就叫 be over the moon about something 你的上一个雇主啊，大家赞扬你的工作表现说小哥是个好雷锋好同志啊。
That's right
好了小哥说
Oh yeah Mr. Dodds He was a super boss to work for
你看他说哦原来是道兹先生啊，是道兹先生我的上一个雇主他是一个 super boss to work for 哇他是一个很好的老板你看这个地方他就表现出他很聪明了就是老板说上一个老板在表扬你的时候
yeah,、oh,
你也得去表扬你的上一个老板
Yeah because that like you know 反映你对他的
态度
That's right、yeah.
对
哦、oh, 我很喜欢了 Mr. Dodds yeah, 那个人挺好的哇塞
其实未必是这样对不对
Yeah
也许你根本不喜欢 Mr. Dodds
That's right
但你在这里得说哦道兹老板他真的很好这样的话张女士就知道你会如何评价你的老板了
Yeah that's right
对吧所以呢他你继续说
I gave the position my all
我给这个工作我的一切其实也很好理解
yeah, 就是我的一切 my all
我尽了我的一切来努力来做好这个工作
That's right、
嗯、
So we give work your all And sometimes we can give relationships your all right?
哦、so, 你对你的关系全心投入
That's right、
嗯、对什么东西完全不保留的付出
Exactly So you guys can see We can really use this in any situation You can give something your all
叫 give something my all
That's right
I've gave something my all、
right.
我已经给了我的工作一切努力了我已经尽力了、wow. 好张女士说
Well, I hope you'll be able to find a home here with us
哦、oh, 他还说了这样的一句话
Yeah
他说我希望你能够呢在这儿找到家的感觉
我觉得他是这个意思他希望你能永远留在这里而不是就是那个给我们工作两年然后再找
走了
对那个、
哦、
对
张女士一定是个巨蟹座吧
我觉得张女性是个好姑娘
好姑娘
也是一个好老板
老板吧 I hope you'll be able to find a home here with us、
yeah.
我们希望你能够在这儿找到家的感觉、啊
嗯、
肯定张老板肯定是个巨蟹座 You'll be able to find a home here with us他意思就是说你就别再跳槽了好不好、
right.
在这儿就待着吧、
嗯、
为什么呢
There is nothing but open road between you and your goals.
哇，这里没别的。
That's right.
但是有一条 open road.
Yeah, open road.
大家想想 ,open road 是一种什么概念
?That's right.
没有尽头的路嘛。
为了了解 open road 是什么意思呢，我们先了解一下它的反义词。它的反义的意思就是说这个 road, 这道路有很多障碍。或者那个对障碍。
那它反义词是什么呢？
So the 反义词 is open road.
Oh.
It's open road, that means there's nothing blocking you. There's nothing impeding you from getting from A to B.
完全是一条无障碍的路。
Yeah, 无障碍的。
哇、wow, but open road 就是无障碍的路，就是那种机会。
That's right.
你有很多的机会。这没有别的给你，就是给你机会。
That's right.
什么机会呢？ Between you and your goals.
That's right.
你和你的梦想之间有很多的机会提供给你。
That's right.
哇，他的意思就是说，这完全是一个让你大展身手的地方。
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. I love Mrs. Zhang.
多好吧。
That's right.
所以小高老师说
Thanks, Mrs. Zhang. I appreciate the support.
啊，我非常感谢您的支持。I appreciate the support. 感谢您的支持，大力支持。
This is a huge leap for me.
好，这对我来讲是一个巨大的什么呢？飞跃。Huge leap for
yeah,
me.
Think about it. If you leap or jump really far, that's like a jinbu, right? A very big jinbu.
就大迈步吧。
Yeah.
就砰一下就跳很远那种、
That's、
Huge、
right.
leap for me. 哇，这工作对我来讲是一个很大的飞跃呀、
啊、Totally uncharted territory.
完全的什么领域啊？ Territory 我们知道是领域，这、
yeah.
叫 uncharted means
从来没去过，从来就是没有走过的路。
New
完全新的，
叫做 uncharted territory。
在这里我们可以把它理解为是一个新的经验吧，
新的经验、
yeah.
啊，我们学会了叫 totally uncharted territory。
That's right.
完全新的崭新的领域，完全新的经验。哎呀，这句话非常的好啊、
That's、
大家以后都能够用上啊，尤其是在你做 interview 的时候。
That's right.
你可以说我如果得到这个工作， That's gonna be a huge leap for meme. Totally uncharted territory.
That's right.
都可以这么说。好了，下一句话呢又特别让大家来冒险一下了哈。
OK, let's see.
张女士说给自己点信心嘛，没有冒险哪来的收获。到这里一看呢，张女士又有点像个射手座了。张女士又鼓励小高。
This is Steph. So, I should tell everyone that we do have a fixed idiom that we're going to be learning today.
真的吗？
有
固定短语啊。
That's right.
来看看今天的同学们怎么说。
Well, Breeze says, just give you more confidence.There's no gains if you don't do any risk. Let's just focus on one thing per person here. There's no gains if you don't take any risk, right? We take risks. We take risks, okay?
冒险叫 take risks.
Yeah.
好，阿嬷
Be confident. You won't get anything without adventure.
You won't gain anything without adventure. And I think here you also want to say...You won't gain anything without taking risks.
Taking risks.
Yeah.
冒险 taking risks.
Yeah.
冒险
Okay. Wang Ya.
Have more confidence. No adventure, no gain.
No adventure, no gain.
Now, I know where you're thinking this from. We have the no pain, no gain, right? No pain, no gain is a fixed phrase and is no problem. But here, this is different, and unfortunately, we can't use no adventure, no gain here.
对了哈。
Now, there is something with venture and with 冒险. There is, and you're going to learn it soon. So you're close. All of you are close.
我们来看下一位叫 Elva.
Oh, okay. Elva says, cheer yourself up. No risks, no gains.
加油。
Yeah. So that's another,
说法。
Yeah. Here we have 邓。
邓丹凤。
邓丹凤。Give yourself a little bit faith.
Hey, 来点信念。
Yeah.Give yourself a little bit of faith, Jaga, of. There is no gains without risk. Okay, I'm liking this so far. I'm going to say so far, this is my favorite.
邓丹凤这句看来是小高最喜欢的。
Yeah.
左耳
Give yourself some confidence. No risks, no gain.
Good. So now we know we can't say no risks, no gain. How about this? Have some confidence. Have some confidence. Right?
最好了哈。
Yeah. So, Dwar, have some confidence, right?
江水燕。
Assert yourself a little bit. No risk, no gain.、
Yeah.
So, again, let's go back to what Dwar says. Have some confidence, right?
最好了。
Yeah.
Have some confidence.
Yeah.
来点信心。
That's right.
下面一位是刘娜娜、她有语音。
be patient, how to reap without adventure.
I like that. You know what? I really like that. But now the thing is it was, you wanted Zixin, not Naixin. Right, so to be, have faith.
对,
right,
or 不是 patient.
That's right.
就这儿差了一点。
But I do like your reap without adventure.
哎，我们来看小刚老师怎么说。
Okay, this is what I said, okay? I said, have faith.
哦，有信心。
Yeah.
叫有信念。Have faith.
That's right.
Have faith.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Nothing, 就像很多同学用的是 no 什么 no 什么。
That's right.
实际上是 nothing ventured.Venture 什么意思啊
okay,
冒险
It is, exactly. So,、哎、we know the word adventure, right? An adventure is just to kind of go out and take、
哦、
a risk.
没有冒险就 nothing gained.
That's right.
对了。
你说有道理吗
真的有道理啊。不冒险你怎么有收获呢
我觉得是没有任何的收获。
是吧小张女士的意思就是说让你勇敢一点。
Thank you,
撒开手干就这意思、嗯、哈。好，然后他继续说，给你布置任务了。他说
，I'd like you to sit in on some training seminars during your first week here.
I'd like you to， 我希望现在要你做点什么事呢 ？To sit in， sit in， 去参加一些、
yeah.
sit in on some， sit in on something， on what？ 一般来讲 ，sit in on something 就是参加一些学习班
，Yeah，
参加一些 training seminar， 就是一些入职培训吧。
That's right.
培训会 training seminar during your first week here. 你的第一周呢能参加一些入职的培训会。
That's right.
新手培训吧。
Jing Jing will be there every step of the way.
哇 Jing Jing will be there. Jing Jing 呢会在哪呢 Every step of the way. 每一步都在那儿。
Oh my gosh. 你说他好不好、
哎、他这个 every step of the way 就是这么用吧。
Yeah, exactly. And every step of the way.
那就是说从头到尾我都陪着你的。
That's right.
每一步都陪着你的。
你多好。
哇老板的命令没办法。
哎呀 okay, well, yeah.
老板的命令。
我没错。
老板就把我布置给。陪小高去啊，去学习去了。Jing Jing will be there every step of the way. 别看它是 every step， 实际上它形容的内容是从头到尾都陪着你。
That's right.
好，小高说
，I just want to express my gratitude once again.
看到没有？前面是 appreciate your support， 表达感谢，这里变成了。
Gratitude, express my gratitude.
对了，叫表达我的 gratitude.
That's
gratitude、
right.
也是感谢。
Exactly.
这是一个很书面的词啊。
对，这、就是我的感恩，我向向你表达我的感恩。
啊，对对对对，变成感恩了，
yeah.
还不是感谢了。
That's right.
前面是感谢您的支持， mm. 这里是我要向您感恩了。
That's right, 感恩了。
你看他多会说话，
yeah.
老板肯定很喜欢这样的员工。Yeah.
I consider myself very fortunate to be working for an industry leader.
这下嘴更甜了，最后一句话。
哦，我也觉得是。
我觉得我自己特别的幸运啊。
我也觉得。
开始拍马屁了哈，说I consider myself very fortunate to be working for 来为一个什么样的人工作嘛？为一个
industry leader.
Industry leader 什么意思啊
？Like someone who is the best.At that particular industry. For example, Baidu is an industry leader when it comes to like technology、oh, and search engines.
行业领先者
That's right.
啊、oh, 好的张女士说
Sounds good. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. 特别有意思就是欢迎加入组织、
yeah. 就是欢迎加入
哎、
yeah.
小高有30秒的时间你把它迅速来一遍
没问题
30 seconds.
Hi, Xiao Gao. Welcome to the company, and congratulations. You beat out 6 other candidates for the position. That's great. Could I know what I did that made you decide I was the right person? Well, I think the clincher was your references. Your last employer was over the moon about your work habits. Oh, yeah, Mr. Dodds, he was a super boss to work for. I gave the position my all. Well, I hope you'll be able to find a home here with us. There's nothing but open road between you and your goals.Thanks, Mrs. Zhang. I appreciate the support. This is a huge leap for me. Totally uncharted territory. Have faith. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I'd like you to sit in on some training seminars during your first week here. Jing Jing will be with you every step of the way. I just want to express my gratitude once again. I consider myself very fortunate to be working for an industry leader. Sounds good. Welcome aboard.
像小高一样做一个有眼力劲儿的实习生吧，这样你的实习生活一定会非常的顺利。祝大家跟你的老外老板啊，这个工作愉快啊。